Support for this public radio podcast comes from Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 17th of October, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist Wally Lamb, born in Norwich, Connecticut, 1950, the author of two big best-selling novels, She's Come Undone, and I Know This Much Is True. It's the birthday of the novelist Nathaniel West, born Nathan Weinstein, New York City, 1904, author of Miss Lonely Hearts, about an advice columnist, and The Day of the Locust, a Hollywood novel about the subculture of failed actors who become extras and criminals and stuntmen. Nathaniel West, who had terrible luck as a writer, his books sold very few copies. He married the woman he loved, and 8 months later, both of them were killed in a car accident. Most of his work is collected in one volume, Novels and Other Writings, published by Library of America 10 years ago. Nathaniel West, who said, "Forget the epic, the masterwork, you only have time to explode." And it's the birthday of Arthur Miller, born in New York City, 1915, author of Death of a Salesman, first performed in 1949, and based on Miller's uncle, Manny Newman, a salesman who committed suicide. Death of a Salesman has been one of the most widely produced plays in the world, playing in France, Germany, Italy, Spain, Sweden, Argentina, and particularly popular in China and Japan. Here's a poem for today by Carl Dennis, entitled At Becky's Piano Recital. She screws her face up as she nears the hard parts, then beams with relief as she makes it through, just as she did listening on the edge of her chair to the children who played before her, wincing and smiling for them, as if she doesn't regard them as competitors and is free of the need to be first that vexes many all their lives. I hope she stays like this, her windows open on all sides to a breeze pungent with sea spray or meadow pollen. Maybe her patience this morning at the pond was another good sign, the way she waited for the frog to croak again so she could find its hiding place and admire it. There it was, in the reeds, to any casual passerby, only a fist-sized speckled stone. All the way home, she wondered out loud what kind of enemies a frog must have to make it live so hidden, so disguised. Whatever enemies follow her when she's grown, whatever worry or anger drives her at night from her room to walk in the gusty rain past the town edge, her spirit, after an hour, will do what it can to be distracted by the light of a farmhouse. What are they doing up there so late, she'll wonder, then watch in her mind's eye as the family huddles in the kitchen to worry if the bank will be satisfied this month with only half a payment, if the letter from the wandering son really means he's coming home soon. Even old age won't cramp her if she loses herself on her evening walk in piano music, drifting from a house, and imagines the upright in the parlor and the girl working up the same hard passages. At Becky's Piano Recital, a poem by Carl Dennis. From New and Selected Poems, 1974 to 2004, published by Penguin Poets, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Publishers of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.